And recall this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. All those in the room, please set your phone on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, hello. Will you do me a favor and call the roll?
Thompson.
Present. Here.
Anthony Bromwich, absent. Derek Nimitz, absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker, absent. William Baker.
Present. All right, we have a quorum. Moving right along. Approval of minutes from February 15th, 2023. Any comments, changes, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chair, I reviewed those minutes and I would like to make a motion to approve them.
Second. Any discussion? Motion and second. Mrs. Lambert.
Thomas Lindsay.
Yes.
Tom Gazzetti.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along. Chairman's report. It's nice to see you all again. It's almost spring. We're here because of what happens on those pieces of yellowing paper if you don't take care of a $275 million man-made project. We're far better prepared than we were prior to that event as a community to work together to make sure our infrastructure does what it's supposed to do. But remember, this is dealing with Mother Nature. If we get 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket, we're going to have some things to worry about. But we're far better prepared than we were in 2008. This is an economic development project as by have the certification through the Army Corps of Engineers and meeting those requirements. The community saves $4 million and having to pay mandatory flood insurance, which then goes back into our community. I think that's a win. Work continues as we work through the watershed. It's now most important to also take care of the tributaries that come into the Little Cal, as well as making sure that structure does what it's supposed to do. Enough for me. Next up is the finance report. We're going to get an approval for the claims so we can pay the bills.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for March of 2023 in the amount of $937,950.75.
Second. There's a motion and a second.
Second.
Anything you want to point out?
Well,
we're going for the record today.
Okay, we're going to go for the record. So two large claims, Austin Equipment for $502,824. That's for the bank stabilization pay estimate one. And then Austin Equipment for $208,662.25. Project is going well, should be complete with seating within 4 weeks. Other than that, we have Mark Mechanical for $21,250. They have a couple of claims on here doing work for the Grant West pump station. That pump station has now been completely redone, rehabbed with all the pumps, including the sump pump. We're moving to Burr Street next, hopefully. Other than that, if we're going for the record, nothing really overly exciting besides Great Lake Electrical Maintenance that does our pump stations, which all are working in preparation for our inspections that start April 10th in Gary.
Any questions for Mr. Repay regards to what's going on the paying the bills scene? Motion and second, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Kinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along, Mr. Repay.
Just following up on inspections, I will start with inspections, which is what we're graded upon. Inspections begin April 10th, first at NDOT. I don't recommend anyone coming to join us on that because we're up on the expressway. Pretty dangerous situation, not needing more extra people out there. We follow that up with going to Burr Street, Gary South Levy, Gary North Levy, then ultimately finish at Marshalltown. On the 11th and 12th, we'll be doing both the gates and the pump stations. And then looking into the future, starting beginning of June, we do Munster, Hammond, Forest Avenue and Highland. So that's what we've been working towards. We've been doing some things, trying to, as much as we can over the winter to try to fix some of the deficiencies that they've shown us in the past. and try to improve upon the levy as we see it. And doing the pump station repair, as we've shown, is a good way of showing and doing that. We've finished the acquisition for Ingram, which was a property that the Army Corps has required us to do. We have three remaining parcels, which are easements to complete, and we're well on that path to do so, hopefully by April 10th. There have been six applications presented to us by different entities within the watershed about watershed applications. There'll be an advisory board meeting sometime beginning of April, because we're starting to get into people's spring break right now. And then you will see some of these applicants come in front of you to present their case for approval or denial. That could be on the road or that could not be. We're not sure yet, depending on which applicants are volunteering for the April meeting. The Katie Marsh rake, ditch rake is on delay just simply because the equipment is on back order. Won't be here till August, so just if you're waiting on that. And then, as mentioned before, also with the Austin claims, Hart Ditch bank stabilization is going along well, that they should be done in 4 weeks, and we're already designing the next phase of that, which should be roughly 45th Avenue to Franklin. If you have any questions about anything else in particular, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you. Let me start. Could you remind me about the project in Munster on the levee wall? Was that something that we stopped because of the weather? Because that correct. Doesn't make our tracking, because that's a core job, correct?
It's a maintenance job, and it was stopped because they can't apply the adhesive less than 50 degrees. Yeah, caulk. So as soon as it goes underneath 50 degrees, but they can't apply it. So they finished about halfway. They got the Munster side from Northcott all the way to Columbia, which is considered stage 7. Mm-hmm. And then they were about to flip over and go into the Hammond side of that same segment, Columbia, Northcott, but the weather got too bad, and so they had to pull out.
So they're starting there, obviously, when they come back?
They'll start at Columbia Avenue and work their way to the east.
East. And that, what was the stopping point, Northcott?
Northcott. It's stage 7. Stage 7, whoever... It wasn't a local contractor.
How are they getting in there? Through the, inside the levee and climb over?
Yeah, because there's no access points at stage 7 to get on the inside.
No, I know. It's my question.
So they take a ladder and they go over. And it gets a little bit dicey because some of the areas have riprap and you're standing on stone trying to do the car.
So what is the trigger? Is it the contractor who then decides today I'm going to work, or is it defined by someone else?
Well, the parameters are it won't take unless it's 50 degrees. Right. So we've got to wait till 50 degrees. The good news is
like 3 days, 5 days, 2 weeks.
A consistent 50 degrees.
So July.
No, I don't think it'll be July, but knowing this weather, it could be. The good news is the inspections for Hammond and Munster aren't till June.
Got it. So it'll be done before the inspections.
That's the hope. And they were, and the Corps was pleased with what they saw prior to the end of the year.
Thank you. Are you going to talk about the bridge on Calumet Avenue? I mean, it's timely.
Well, you wanted to go for the record, so I was trying to alleviate some things.
That's still important.
Okay.
Closing Calumet Avenue.
Well, it's not my project, but it's, you guys supported it to the tune of $1 million to build the pedestrian bridge over Calumet Avenue as a part of our recreational trail. Tonight, as my understanding, so long as everything goes well, they will be closing down Calumet Avenue at 8 p.m. to put the crossing that looks wonderful.
They're messing at the borders there.
Aesthetically pleasing, because I know you worked extremely hard on the waving grass that you will see on the side of this bridge. And
ugly bridge. Ugly, but it's not really ugly.
Well, depends. If you talk to people in Munster, they wanted it to be Mustang red, and the people at Hammond don't like the blue. And it's like, follow on social media. But so tonight,
they're not really talking like that, are they?
Really?
Yes, they are. So sometimes people don't understand the border between Hammond and Munster. So, but the long story short is it will be hopefully connected tonight, and then they'll do all their other work that they need to do.
So they're going to close that interval interchange from like 8 tonight till
6, right? Tomorrow morning, really? Supposedly.
Factor that in the queue tomorrow.
factor that into emergency ambulances coming since St. Margaret's closed in downtown Hammond.
Well, we put Columbia Bridge back up there, so it's a piece of cake.
Hey.
That way. Yes, all right, sir. Anything else for Mr. Repe? Giddy up, moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve addendum to an interlocal agreement with the town of Winfield for the Hidden Creek subdivision watershed project, increasing the funding by $100,000, subject to final draft approval by the attorney, the executive director, and chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repe.
Initially, when they came in for the application, I believe the estimate was going to be $320,000, and we committed $200,000 to that effect. Since that time, Bryan Construction was the lowest bidder to this project. It went up to $470,000, and so this would just be an additional $100,000 of commitment to help the town of Winfield complete this project.
Is there, the work has already started? Is it finished?
It hasn't started.
It hasn't started. They're planning on starting it this year?
Yes.
Do we know?
It was awarded, I believe, in January. Or opened in January. They probably have awarded it now in February.
Any other questions? Motion and a second, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Lipinski?
Yes.
Tom Vazdecki?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Oche?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes.
All right, my favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. If you want to help us, please do by coming up to the microphone, state your name and address. You guys should just come up anyway, just say hey. Be that none, then that's worked through us. Mr. Ware?
Nothing at this time.
Mr. Wyszlinski?
Nothing to add.
Mr. Gostecki?
Thanks for coming out.
Mr. Oche?
Hi, Lori.
Nothing to add. Thank you. Mr. Castellanos?
Yeah, hello, everybody. I'm sorry I couldn't be there, but I do have a few things to say. First, I'd like to know if we could have a vote to have our next meeting in Gary. I've spoken with the mayor as well as the council clerk, and that room is available for us to meet in Gary on the April the 19th for our next meeting.
So, okay, that's a statement. Or are you making a motion, Dave? I mean, I don't know what you're doing. You just want to do it in Gary?
Yeah, well,
you put an IUN.
I think the
brand new building. Chambers,
I know, but I think the council chambers are a lot more better condition than the IUN. But I just, I would like to make a motion though that if we could meet in Gary, they would love to have us. They are looking forward to if we could have our meeting there. I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of people that would like to come and to see what we do.
Just a point of information, we have watershed applicants that are going to be probably, as I mentioned in my report, we could be meeting at one of those locations of where the applicants are so that you guys could get a better sense of that area. Just so.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be next month. It could be any month during this year, but we should at least try to go on the road. So
we're going to go on the road a couple of times. We're going to actually Oak Crown Point a road show because we got closed out of them because of COVID. So,
Dave, just out of curiosity, if you're interested in having it at the council chambers, are they still charging to be able to use that facility? Because, you know, currently we don't have any expenses associated with having the meetings. Do you know or are familiar with how they are structuring that? Is it similar to the last time?
I don't think we would be charged, but I will check into that. And I'm pretty sure that, they would be happy to accommodate us without any charge.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second? And then the motion is to have.
You can't make a motion out of this.
Yeah. Is that Robert's rule?
Yeah. There's nothing there. This
was taken for the floor. So out of context, evidently, Dave. So that would have been through the meeting. So we would we'll go to Gary. All right.
Okay. Great.
What else? Are you on the radio?
Oh yeah. But also, I wanted to say that to everybody that before I leave, I want to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day. You know, we have to honor the Irish. You know that. For this coming Friday. And second, also happy St. Baldrick's Day today, too. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Lambert, anything? Mr. Withman?
Nothing, ma'am.
Next meeting is going to be April 19th. Check the calendar on the website as it relates to where that location is going to be. Sounds like we're going on the road in the near future, and we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Thank
motion and second. Any discussion? Mrs. Lambert, we're going to do roll call.
Tom Gatzke?
Yes.
Tom Gatzke?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Weir?
Yes.
Robert Ucci?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the 50-degree weather.
Yeah.